listening to the True Frequency Radio Network.
No hate, no hype, no fear.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland security begins with hometown security. That's why I'm pleased that Walmart is helping to make our communities more safe and secure. If you see something suspicious in the parking lot or in the store, say something immediately. Report suspicious activity to your local police or sheriff. If you need help, ask a Walmart manager for assistance. Thank you for doing your part to help keep our hometowns safe.
And welcome to Angry Beaver Radio. We're on Truth Frequency. Yes, James Easton. And we have Janet Napolitano. Suspicious. It's not suspicious. Now, have you guys seen anything suspicious down at Walmart recently?
I think you're breaking up. I don't even know if I'm there.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. There was this thing on YouTube about a woman who came out of Walmart with an 80-year-old woman who came out of Walmart with a knife in her hand, and she's got a cane, and the police tackled her. That was pretty suspicious. She must have been a terrorist. Anyways, suspicious at Walmart. How about Walmart stores closing in the United States, in the southern part of the U.S.? 6 Walmart stores closed, and they cited that it was because of plumbing problems for all 6 of them. And soon after, they started putting up wall, like chain link fences and stuff like towers that are on. They're just like remote, not remote towers, but they're setting up like these towers. And someone went into the store because one of the stores, because the pharmacy was still open, but the walls, they had put walls up around the pharmacy so that no one could see past what was going on inside. And then, of course, Jade Helm is happening. It's up happening on the southern part of the U.S. It's an exercise that's supposed to start on July 15th and September 15th. But I see this Baltimore riot thing as being somewhat of a distraction to take everybody's eyes off what Jade Helm is up to and to focus on the whole race-baited issue by the media, which is blacks versus whites, which is in fact police brutality. And so
James, when you look at that scenario in Baltimore, they're trying to get this race war going, blacks against whites and religion against religion, but when it's all said and done, they want to get rid of all of this problem and put in their solution, which it will be probably one world religion, a Luciferian religion, and they'll get rid of everything else too, right? So they want to divide and conquer. That's their strategy right there.
Yeah, that is, isn't it? Divide and conquer is sort of ages-old strategy to, what they really want to do is pit the elites, want to pit the people versus the people. So these police that are brainwashed, and are mostly being taught to be brutal. I understand many, many if not all police have gone through some kind of Israeli training, whatever that's supposed to include. The point being that the cops have been, since 9/11 under the premise of like, watch out for the terrorists, you know, we gotta be assholes now. They've gone from being friendly folk. I saw a Norman Rockwell painting, contrasted to, someone did another painting of a modern day situation where the policeman sitting at the diner table and, little kids looking at him, and the modern day policeman is like all decked out in riot gear and all this stuff. And, the kid's like, what the fuck? You know, like, sorry. Anyways, the problem being that the police today are known for being brutal, and, this brutality, manifested in, killing of this Freddie Gray guy. And Freddie Gray is any black person. And what that did is spark, a riot. And it can be said without a shadow of a doubt that the policemen that did this were instructed to do it. I mean, I really see it like that, because, it serves as an excellent distraction from what's going on down in the South.
So did, when it's all said and done, I think they're going to put in the solution and, have martial law. Didn't they have like, a curfew? I don't know what time it was, 10 o'clock or whatever it was, but it's a police state, plus martial law. So that's what they want to put in. You know, they're going to do that type of thing all the time, where you can't go out after 10 o'clock unless you are actually working midnights or working, afternoon shift, then you're probably okay, but you won't be able to go out after 10 o'clock anytime. I think that's going to be the norm from now on.
I haven't followed like the news. I don't have a TV. I don't have a radio. I just go through Facebook. I get the main stuff. I'm sure I could delve deeper, but the point being that yes, you're right. They called in the National Guard. There's police everywhere. They have divided the city, Baltimore, into five sections. It's like Nazi Germany. And the mayor, I believe, said, this isn't martial law, but what else? Like, what does it look like to you? You know, like,
yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
It
you
is.
Call it whatever you want, but it's still martial law. And yes, there's a curfew. And so, and that incites even more, anger, you know, like, first of all, this guy was, murdered while he had handcuffs on. And the fact that it's just, the straw that broke the camel's back, because there's been plenty of, police murders against black people, that are just ridiculous. Like, they won't hesitate to shoot. They won't hesitate to, it's not even, they're more than willing to, they're not being held accountable and they're not being responsible. And this is all by design. And you want to talk about the solution. It sounds like the final solution for that was made up. We're in for some big trouble ahead. If the states goes asunder, Canada's next. And with a prime minister like Stephen Harper, I don't know. I want to give him a nasty name, but I'll just continue.
Yeah.
That he's complicit with this new border stuff, and he's a staunch ally of Israel, who, you know, brutally murdered thousands of Palestinians last year who had no defense. And Stephen Harper's a sack of crap, if you ask me. And this whole conservative government, you know, I think he was installed. I think Harper is just a New World Order stooge. And if the U.S. gets it, we're going to get it too.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. And Harper is basically a stooge and a puppet, and he just does whatever Israel does, and he goes along with it because he's put in that position. They're not
right.
They're not elected. They're selected, just like Obama is selected, because they needed somebody new, somebody who could actually talk and read a teleprompter. You know,
right.
That's all he was good for anyway. And you're right, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. So that's what we try to do on this show, is to try to bring the stuff to the forefront so we can have, so we can try to have some kind of answers to the, to what's going on and what we can do about it, you know. And, but a lot of people that I talk to say, well, I'm not happy with them, but what can you do? They're going to do it anyway. And I'm just basically looking at them. So what are you doing to do anything about it? Right. They basically say, no, I'm not doing anything. Well, there you go. Uh-huh. You're the problem. You're not the solution. If you're not happy with what anybody is doing or the government, we could vote them out. It's that easy. But you can, you people vote for the same people or you don't vote at all. You know, that's the problem right there. So I just tell them how it goes.
I don't even think you can vote these guys out. I think they're selected, like you said, and that, you know, like Harper's been in power for 9 years. You know, he's the worst friggin' prime minister we've ever had. It's just, it's the writing's on the wall. He's a total prick. He does whatever he wants. He screws the system or skirts the, remember the proroguing parliament? Like, he did that twice.
Yes, yes.
And, just, he's like, he's a, the Conservative Party, has probably the most funding. Where's that coming from? And, there's also, you know, John Baird is, he's the most annoying sack of crap. He bellows, he screams, he has a tyrannical face, and yet he's number two. He's this, bully. Well,
he was. He's not in power anymore.
Well, good riddance to him. I think he's in with some gold company or something. Like, go figure. But the point is that, this was the jerk that, sort of pushed around everybody else. You know, you don't expect that most people in Parliament are like, 6'4" Neanderthal football player types. The point is, they're bullies and they've been pushing people around and people just accept it. And, but going back to the, like, they're selected, we don't really even have a choice, do we? And, everything they've done has been in line with, this whole, you know, they don't question 9/11. They don't question, you know, all the bullshit that's gone on in the states, with Boston bombing and so on. It's all, everything's, you know, in line. Everything's done, in accordance with, there's no, debate. It's just like official story. Yeah, that's what we're sticking to. And it's not accountable government at all. And so I could go on for hours about it, but.
And you can see also what's happening in Canada here with the extra security at baseball and the Toronto Raptors, game as well, and then coming up the racing that's going to be coming up in Toronto there. So you can see all these little bits and pieces coming here as well. So about the extra security for what? For terrorism, or somebody will bring a bomb in, or is it just security so you don't bring your own water or a piece of gum in there or something like that?
Yeah,
so I see a lot of it coming here as well. Yeah.
That's like security at a movie theater, so you don't, that you don't, not buy their $20 popcorn or whatever. I want to say that this whole thing started with 9/11, and that 9/11 is a lie, and I know who did it. It's pretty obvious at this point. It was Benjamin Netanyahu, it was Israel, it was Saudi Arabia, and it was the Bush cabal. George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush and, George Bush's brothers, Marvin and Jeb, are all complicit. They're all traitors to America. They lied to the world. There's a whole bunch of Jewish people involved in this. They're called Zionists. And, you know, they started this fear. They started this, we need to have security. We need to grope you at the airport. We need to, you know, all this crap. Like, the security is BS, basically. It all stemmed from 9/11. So all this hype, like Janet Napolitano saying, watch out for people in the Walmart parking lot. I mean, it just makes me want to vomit.
Exactly. Exactly.
So if you see Stephen Harper or Obama out in the parking lot, then you should be worried. You know?
Yeah. Traitor!
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm out walking every day, and I'm afraid of getting hit by a car more than I am a terrorist. in a car.
You'll be attacked by police before you get attacked by a terrorist. And if you really want to put labels on labels where they belong, the police are the terrorists and then the governments are the terrorists. And I hope you guys aren't scared of me saying that because I'm telling the truth.
They know it's the truth, but they can't admit it, so, because they're not allowed to, so. You can't speak out against your own government. You have to go with the agenda and don't sway either way.
Well, that's going back to what Mike was saying, about how he talks to friends and asks them what they're doing. First of all, let me tell you this much. One person can do a lot. I'm just going to speak for myself because that's on who I know best. And I made a movie called 9/11, The Biggest Lie. We talked about this last time. I'm not going to go into it. But it's got 915,000 views in 2 years. And it's more than any other 9/11 movie except for this one that has a lot of video clips, but there's no talking. All these other 9/11 Truth, AE 9/11 Truth, their videos haven't surpassed, 500,000. So I'm one guy, no production team, no money coming in, no nothing, just passion. If you care, then you can do a lot. And I've been going at it ever since, but none of my other movies did nearly as well as my first one. And,
what do you do, James, if there are people, not the ones that are on the fence, they can probably go either way, they can probably be swayed right over to another side, but what about the people who still have their heads in the sand after all these years, and they see everything else other than 9/11 going on, but they may not even question it? How do you get through to them?
Well, it's coming to the point where you can tell them, it's not natural selection, it's unnatural, but they'll be killed by the state, and that's what's coming. It's straight up. It's like, once again, the writing's on the wall. What's this all about? We heard George H.W. Bush talking about the New World Order. It will be achieved, like the way he says it with his snotty mm-hmm. accent, through a UN, a plausible UN, whatever. The UN is supposed to be the one world government. They don't want you to have weapons, so they're going to take them away from you. And if you have weapons, they'll kill you. And or they'll put you in FEMA camps or they'll, whatever, who knows. You can assume the worst because that's probably the wisest thing to do is like, they're not being honest with you. So, you shouldn't, assume they're going to be nice to you. Their lives are on the line here. The entire fabric of our way of civilization, so-called civilization, is on the line here. How can you continue going to your job every day while you know people in the States are getting murderized by their own troops, and that Canadian troops are going over there to help them because Stephen Harper sent them, made a pact mm-hmm. with them in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
This is all sickening crap, man.
Yeah, my friend and I had a good conversation, Dylan and I, Mike and I, had a great conversation about getting away from the system. But we knew the system's corrupt, and the people who say they own this land say that is their land, nobody else's. I can't rest my head in any part of the world, which is wrong. I can go anywhere I want in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And man created borders, and he was saying you have to work within the system to get away from the system. But if you want your own land far away, it's not yours because somebody said they claim it's theirs. So we're having a great conversation about that, what we actually can do at the moment.
Okay. Well, you're talking about working with the system, which is what Hitler did. I'm not saying I'm a Hitler, but I would run for prime minister if it made a difference. But the system is corrupt. It's broken. You can't win. There's no way. They've stacked all the cards against us, and they're cheating. They are evil cheaters, and it stems from Zionism, these rich, evil elite that are eugenicists who want to bring down the world's population. You hear people talk about it, eh? Yeah, the world needs to be depopulated because they heard it on TV. Yeah, really. Maybe you should go first. People that don't think. I hate to say it. You talk about people on the fence. Everybody that isn't awake is a sheep. And if they're on the fence, it's because there's a chance that they could be swayed to either side. But the rest of them, there isn't much hope for them if the tides turn for the worse. Like it's written in stone, 500 million people are going to survive this onslaught. And this is worldwide. And there's, but, according but, to the UN. Go
James,
ahead.
Are they selected 500 million, or are they just, say, just 500 million in general?
I don't think they're going to pick, I think they're going to be very selective. I don't have any idea over who they're going to take. They don't want dissidents. They don't want people with, who are members of the NRA. They don't want people that think for themselves. They want slaves.
Yeah.
They want to be the elitist pharaohs with the slave race, below them doing their bidding until they're not needed anymore, until everything's done for them and they can own the world for themselves. This is my guess.
But then, yeah, but then you got to think of it. Then there would be a lot of infighting, one trying to outdo the other. And I think they end up being killing each other because one wants to outdo the other. One wants to have more power, more money.
I think they have a common goal. Well, once the world is completely usurped and if all the pieces fall in place like they want them to, there won't be any need for money. I mean, I don't understand how it will fully operate, but I know they'll chip us all. And, those who remain. And I just think that, they're gonna chip everybody anyways at some point, before the meat grinding. You know, that's why I put, break it down to is like, you're nothing but meat. People that live today in this world don't matter anymore to them. They call the people below them eaters, like we're cows or we're pigs or, you know, we're just eating machines. That's all we are. And what are they? They're the best shits in sliced bread.
And James and Mike, what, is there anything we can really do? Because to me, maybe we sold ourselves away to the system.
Okay.
Whether it be birth certificate, social insurance, whatever it is. We've given ourselves away and there's nothing we can do about it. Or can we just tear up those things? You know, don't go to work. Go eat, and, like, plant your own garden if you can. You know, like, what can we do? Is it too late because we're in their system?
You want to go, Mike?
Well, I think,
go ahead, Mike, if you want.
Well, yep. See, what I like doing is I like living free within the system. Right? I just like to keep myself occupied with what we're doing and, you know, keep one eye open and one eye, keep an eye on something else. That way you don't become, absorbed by the system, which they want you to. See, I'm a sheep. I was born in the year of the sheep, but I'm a black sheep.
Okay.
I'm a black sheep. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
The white sheep is the followers that just believe in everything the government tells them to do and, they're just good, sheep robots and everything like that, you know, but me, I'm a black sheep. So I'm living free within the system, which I do have quite a bit of room. If we had total tyranny and, no freedom of speech whatsoever, we wouldn't be able to do the show. So we
right.
do have some kind of freedom and we might as well use it now by hook or by crook, or if not, then we're going to be in a lot of trouble. We won't be able to do this show, and unfortunately, it might come. But use all your resources now while you still can. That's what I'm doing.
I hear you on that. Bill C-51 is going to pass on Tuesday, and there's been a huge turnout across the country, notwithstanding the fact that everybody doesn't want it. Harper is going to push it through anyway. I mean, do you think he's concerned about his election? No.
He has no choice.
He's just doing it he's following his orders. And, that should be obvious to everybody. Like, what's he doing? And it's a secret police bill. They already built the, NSA style, buildings in next to the CSIS, in Ottawa that will data mine everything about Canadian information. Not that this already hasn't been done by the Americans. It'll just be another one, you know, these massive buildings filled with servers upon servers that just record everything we do. And once we have chips in us, it'll be ultimately for that. And, the idea is that, you're right. We gotta push, make a hard push for people to get off the fence and get on side with the rest of the real people in the world who actually care, because, you know, our resources are limited at this stage. We're looking at a totalitarian North America, region one, it's going to be called. And, they have it all planned. They have everything planned. These New World Order jerks have been planning for hundreds of years. Zionism started in 1860. The entire idea was about conquering the entire world. And the people behind this are, rich Zionists, the state of Israel, and, I have to put it point blank. They're scheming, they're conniving, they plan, they cheat, they steal, they lie. And, most people are dumb sheep, and they have the wool pulled over their eyes, and all they care about is McDonald's, TV, playing video games, whatever they do, watching movies, that's all they care about. As long as if they go to work and they come home and they can enjoy their free time.
I'm getting a call from the fire department commander.
Oh, we got a break, guys. They were not sure they were going to be able to contain the
fire. Okay.
I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Was that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
That was the plan, probably.
Yeah, definitely a secondary explosion. But we was inside waiting to go upstairs, and on our way upstairs, the whole complete blew.
Chris and Sheree Geo here, founders of Truth Frequency Radio. We just wanted to take a moment to thank all of you for making TFR the biggest and the best independent radio station out there.
When we first entered the alternative media scene in 2009, we were really taken aback by the amount of infighting, backbiting, fear-based reporting, and ego-driven personalities. That's when we knew we had to set ourselves apart and set a new standard in broadcasting. And thus, TFR was conceived as a listener-supported station with no corporate or outside influence and limited commercial interruptions.
You can support our efforts by signing up for a VIP membership at truthfrequencyradio.com/signup or by making a donation at truthfrequencyradio.com/donate.
For less than $4 a month, you can ensure that TFR continues broadcasting for years to come. Real people, real radio.
Wherever you are, make it TFR.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
This London calling on long wave.
The Chris Everard Show. Sundays on Truth Frequency Radio.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see. World order, world order, world order.
Now, welcome to Detroit City. I said, welcome to Detroit City. Every place, everywhere we go. Yeah, we deep, everywhere we roam.
Welcome back to Angry Beaver Radio here on TruthFrequencyRadio.com. We're here with our guest James Easton, and we've got Michael and Mark on the line. And I don't know if I'm coming through clear, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, you're not too bad.
So I'm not sure where you guys left off before the break. We could certainly pick it up there if you want.
I was just railing on something. I think it was about people that just, you know, they live for their entertainment and their it breaks down to being a consumer. That's all they care about. They want to play hard after they've worked hard. And to be honest with you, when you work hard, you're just being a slave to these elites, because it's all a intertwined, interconnected system of money and which we may not have talked about the Federal Reserve System in the States, but all the banks in the world are owned by this one poppycock named Rothschild. And the way it works is they print money out of thin air, and now it's digital. They just, oh, you want to borrow X amount of dollars? The Treasury borrows X amount of dollars at interest. The interest that has to be paid on this X amount of dollars that's been printed out of thin air, doesn't exist. There's not enough money to pay it back. At least that's how it is for the States. And the States is the sort of, up until the last couple of years, they've been like the governing world economy. If something bad goes down there, which we saw with the derivative scandal, it affects the entire world. And, I don't want to go on too much about that. The Federal Reserve System is an evil entity. There's nothing federal about it. It's owned by the Rothschild banking cartel. And these Rothschild's one of these elites who, you know, is part of the New World Order, and he's evil as hell. And, he owns all the money. So going back to living off the grid, if you want to, just pack your stuff up and go into the forest and set up camp there. That's fine and everything. There's ways to do it successfully where you don't have to pay for any electricity, any water, anything, and you can just be completely self-sustainable. But in the States, they've outlawed this kind of thing. You're not allowed to collect rainwater. You're not allowed to grow a garden in your front lawn. You're not allowed to do a bunch of things. And it's like, that's more writing on the walls. They don't want you to do this because they don't want you to live off the grid. They want to be able to come and get you.
Yeah, because who said? Yeah, there's no money in collecting your own rainwater and using the sun as something you could live off of. You can't make money off of that, you know. So they want you to be on the grid,
right?
But who can they say what we can or cannot do as far as that goes? Of course, hurting somebody or in any way, of course not. But anything other than that, how can they say that I can't grow a garden? Who told them that this is? I said this many times on here, but there are not enough people taking their heads out of the sand in order to do anything about it. Like you were saying, you got to do something about it. Work within the system or get out of the system, you know? If everybody tries to get out of the system, maybe we can go back to living off the land the way we were born.
Well, you started to suggest something that was a very good point. And if everybody, but this isn't what you were saying, but it works with what you're saying. It's like if everybody just said, screw the system, we're not going to work today or tomorrow or the next day, that would put such a massive dent in the entire system that they would be out on their knees. You got to get organization. You got to get people on board. You got, not everyone has to do it. A very large percent of the population needs to do it for all to collapse. And, that way, you can sort of fight the system within the system, and you know, make demands, and then they have to do what you ask. But the problem is that we were born, you're older than me, but not much older. We were born in a, we didn't have war in our lifetime. Well, there was a Korean War, but, I'm not trying to, and there was a Vietnam War, but they weren't like World War One and World War Two. They weren't so massive and long lasting. Well, I might be putting my foot in my mouth, but, the point is that, we've been a sheltered society in North America, and, we were spoon fed by the TV, and, everything we know is, sort of, about, compliance and not questioning authority, and not really having any reason to until there is a reason, and then we don't know what to do with ourselves.
Yeah, you're right, James, because I was talking to, some young girls that, are in the Army cadets.
Yeah.
And I was talking to them about, question authority. Because they're like sergeants, because these girls are pretty fairly high up in the ranks,
right?
Even though it is volunteer work, but I said, question your authority about what's going on with all these wars and stuff like that, you know. And if you don't question authority, the authority is going to keep on doing what they're doing, you know. So always question them, no matter what it is. You have the right to question authority, and so I just asking them what their thoughts were on the wars and all this kind of stuff, and you know, they agreed on a lot of things, you know, this type of things, you know, but they did agree about it, but doing something, that's the issue, you know, because they're brought up into that that paradigm where they have to listen to authority, and they don't really want to do anything, you know. Because they're happy and content with the way they are. So I had to try to hopefully change their minds about a questioning authority and to stop these wars based on lies.
Right. Well, and they all are. Since 9/11, everything that's happened has been based on lies. And it's murdered a few million people. And it's just, when I was in the Navy for a bit and Naval Reserves, and I told myself, if there's ever a war, I'm getting out. Because I value my life over, it's not country, but it's over some asshole stupid decision at the top, to hurt people. Unless it's noble, unless there's a good reason for it. But, Iraq war, we didn't go in because it was obvious. There was no point. And ever since Iraq, they've gone into every other Muslim country, with the exception of Iran and, Lebanon, and it's incessant war. The American economy is based on war. It has been. It's either building up for the war, fighting the war, after the war. You know, but it's a cycle. I've read somewhere it's like out of 279 years of American history, 222 years have been at war with somebody. So this is what they're all about. And we're caught up in it. And Canada has been fighting these ridiculous battles with people who don't deserve to be attacked. And, I mean, whatever the repercussions are going to be, I'm not going to go into that, but what we have done is wrong. And, Canada should not be proud of our troops, going and killing and fighting against people that, never asked for it. And, you know, it's all about corruption. It's all about lies and deception. And this comes straight from the top. These evil Rothschild family and Rockefeller and, you name it. There's a whole bunch of rich people up at the top, fund the wars. Where does the money come for these big, exploits? It comes from, it's loaned to them, and then, they have to pay it back, or they have to fight a war, or they got leverage, or they got this or that. It's getting scary because, the U.S. has so much, firepower now, and they're just decimating their country in lieu of this gigantic war machine. And we're right next door to them. And, you know, it pays to be an ally, but, you know, what do you think?
Well, for me, yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, you go ahead.
No, I've already said it. Like you probably said, James, you need more people to wake up and to resist. And I don't know if it's ever going to happen. Because you have American Idol, you have your sports teams, you have this and that, you have all these video games that people are playing. They don't want to go away from those video games and sports. That's all they talk about when I go to work, what happened in the baseball or basketball game. You know, they don't care about anything else. So I don't know if it's ever going to be possible that things are going to change for the better.
All right, so here's plan B. Plan B is run for the hills. Because honestly, like, you're probably right. I gave it my full force effort for 2 years, and I know you guys, you know, you sound like you tried yourselves, and you talk sense, you talk logic, you talk reason, but you know, it just doesn't go in and it doesn't stay in. And it's about, it's like Darwinian awards, you know, like survival of the fittest. These people that haven't got a clue and don't want to know, they're going to get it.
Mm-hmm. And it will come crashing down on them, and they won't, as you said, they won't know what to do. My friend and I were talking, like I said, the other day, and we're having a great conversation. He's thinking, oh, this building should be turned into people to travel in and relax and maybe have something to eat, and oh, can you help me, like I'll come in there and they'll say, oh, can you help me, I need some help here, and do that for an hour or something like that, and then I'll give you food or this or that. You know, like, there shouldn't be any homeless people should right. be paying rent on the land that's free to begin with, you know, like that, and eat off the land. Like I think he was telling me most of us in North America were pushed off of like we used to live in tropical countries. And then probably empires and kingdoms, they pushed us off the land and maybe made us go north where it's cold, and then they stay over there where they can survive properly. But we couldn't survive. I guess we could survive in a really cold weather here, but, you know, we have to have these built houses built for us, you know, like we can build them out of trees that have already fallen and mud and dirt from the land, you know, just living off the land. He said everything around us, like a coffee shop or this government building, it's all a fantasy. It's all an illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a matrix. You know, we're slaving this and that just to be able to eat, which the land is free. What's that all about? The land is free. Nobody can say they claim this land as their own. No, I think we were just pushed over to the north here so we wouldn't be able to survive, and then we had to pay for electricity and pay for whatever have you. I don't know what you think of that.
I've never heard of that, but it's an interesting idea because, essentially, if you're living up here, winters are harsh, but it can be survivable. We look to the native people of the land that lived here before us, and they survived. So we can too. It's just we have to be resilient. Like I sometimes thought that they would throw the axe or pull the axe down just before winter, so we'd be really screwed. But if you have like a whole summer and fall to prepare, and that's another thing, is like you got to get ready, guys. You got to get extra food, extra water, extra everything, just to start with, until you find a place to be okay. But the whole question here is the axe gonna fall? And I think I've been clear, like it is. It's gonna fall, and people are gonna be in big trouble. And you know, don't stay in the city. What that means is, if there's no more gas, if there's no more grocery stores, if everything's looted, first of all, it'd be extremely dangerous to be in the city. Second of all, people are going to starve and come after you to eat you. And, that points to getting the hell out of the city before the axe falls. I just dropped some.
Yeah, but James, if you move out of the city and go somewhere else, you still don't own that land or property. And if you decide, oh, I'm going to build my own house, or maybe somebody will help me build a house, the government's going to come in and you know, with their forces and drive you out again. You know, that's what I'm saying. You can't really working the system either.
Well, it becomes about survival. And, I would disregard who owns the land. I would go somewhere and hide. You know, hide from the New World Order, from the military. And, you know, and from the potential nukes that might drop. And, you know, it's, if you go north, okay, that's my idea, right? Is go north, get as far north as possible. And you're going to have to survive it. That's what it breaks down to.
How about if we could live on the water in a houseboat?
Well, then you're kind of open duck season, kind of.
Well, let's say normally, if you lived on the water with your houseboat, you got water there, you know, you just use the water that's out there and put your water filter, and then, you know, you have lots of water. You won't go thirsty. Just got to go to land just to buy your food and then go back out on the water again.
This is what it's about. It's about brainstorming. It's about sitting down and going, okay, this is going to happen. What are we going to do? And thinking about it isn't paranoid. It's being ready. It's being. I saw someone once draw four lines and say, you're ready, you're not ready. It happens, it doesn't happen. And basically, you're always best off being ready. And it's not paranoid. So, if people are paranoid in general about what's going to happen, that should be an indication that not all is well. And that, by way of degrees of separation, can spread around. People will start talking about it. Sheep are basically sheep. They parrot what they hear on the TV. But if they're at Tim Hortons and they hear the discussion at the next table and they're talking about, you know, the end of the world and the shit's going to hit the fan, then they might perk up and go, oh, maybe I should pay attention.
Or they might even come over to your table and talk to you about it. Which
maybe
would be a great idea, you know.
Yeah, because I had someone come over to my table, sorry, James, at a coffee shop, and before these two guys, and, you know, they commented on the buttons I had about 9/11, this and that, and they commented on it. They said, oh, all governments are criminals, aren't they? And I said, yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, that's why I wear buttons. I wear a cap, you know, just because I don't say anything. At least they can see what's going on there. And
that's a great
and
idea.
I like talking to people who are so open-minded like me and knows what's going on. And I like to speak fairly loudly. I don't like them saying, oh, like it's a, you know, we shouldn't be speaking, so keep your voices down. I'd like people to hear us talking. Maybe they can also comment if they want to or join in.
I hear what you're saying. I don't speak too loudly, but sometimes I let people know. But I like the idea of wearing a button. That says a lot. A big fat button that says 9/11 was a lie. It's the root of it, isn't it? I mean, all of this started then. Even though everything that's happened in history is unfolding, the major crap started on 9/11.
So what I do, James, is what a good thing to do is maybe put DVDs and flyers out on the table, two or three of them, and if anybody comes by, they'll. I give out DVDs all the time. One guy at work who comes in once in a while as a customer, he even bought some of the DVDs from me.
Really?
Here's $10. Here, give me those. I'll take them. And they really liked them. Really enjoyed them.
Yeah, because they appreciate what you're doing as well. A lot of people say that to me. They appreciate you getting the information out.
And you can't make that stuff up.
No, man. No, you can't. It's the most fantastic, crazy crap is about to unfold, and you can't make that up. It's like it's the worst that could happen. I have had a problem about, you know, I haven't sold anything. I haven't made any money off my movies or anything. And I sort of wanted to be credible. Like I'm giving you the truth. I'm not selling it to you. And, but what I'm going to do today, actually, I'll make a button, sort of template, and I'll put it online and tell people to print it out and make a button out of it.
James, what you can do is go to, I think it's called 911sharethetruth.com. Mm-hmm. You can buy a whole bunch of 911 buttons there and everything.
Right on.
And you can give them check if you want. It doesn't matter.
And you can buy banners or you can buy other things, Mike. T-shirts, DVDs.
T-shirts, everything. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. You know, I do what I can every day, like with Facebook, and I make a lot of artwork, and it's been a passion to let it out, and you know, I really feel like I did have some kind of impact. I always let people know, you know, I'm one person, but they're one person too, and they can do it also. And I'm trying to be an example. I'm not trying to be a hero.
Yeah, and I gave a couple DVDs to a friend of mine that worked over in the mall here, and I asked her, I think a few weeks afterwards, what they thought of the DVDs, and she said, I don't know, we didn't watch them. She said, I think my husband threw them out, you know? And I'm thinking, won't you at least give them back to me? You know, why do you have to throw them out for? Like, she thought, oh, he thinks that's all BS, but... You know, if you don't get them with 9/11 type of stuff, you can always go around the corner and get them with the food we eat or right. Look up there, the chemtrails. You can always get them that way as well.
Look up.
So sometimes I have to stop talking about 9/11 and then talk about something else.
There's so much stuff. It's ridiculous. There's so much stuff piled on top of it. And they keep throwing a new thing at us every other day because it's distracting. It distracts you from the previous things. But there's so many people that do care and are interested in it. Let me just put this in another frame of mind, for a point of view. We don't know how many people are awake, so to speak, how many people are good, how many people care, and alternatively, how many people are bad and stupid and careless. And it's a big up in the air. These elites are taking a big chance. That they may think they're going to win for sure. I have a lot of faith in, you know, Americans being strong-willed and willing, you know, to survive and kick ass against, an occupying force. And, you know, it may be that the odds are stacked against them, but, they're going to try and
they'll be forced to, right? In the end.
They'll be forced to try, and that'll be abundantly clear to everybody at that point, you know, what we're either in for or what we can do to stop it.
Well, yeah, you're right, James. I think it's all up to the rest of the people and our listeners. We know that we have a lot of great listeners out there to this show and all the other shows out there, and people want to know. People want to know things. People want to know, why is this happening? Why is that happening? What can we do about it? You know, if you're not happy with your government, don't vote for them. Vote for an independent. You know, there's a lot of things you can do. And we know that our listeners, they're in the know. And I'm glad to be of some help, a little bit of help, to make our truth movement grow. And I'm very happy with the way it's going right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a friend of mine who he loves this sport, you know, it was hockey. Oh yeah, Montreal Canadiens, ooh yeah. And I say, oh, did you see what happened in Vancouver? What do you think of that? The riots in Vancouver there. And he says, oh, a bunch of bad people, you know, drinking. Oh, they lost the Stanley Cup, so they're, you know, making trouble. And I'm trying to tell him that was a staged event, you know, from the government to bring in, you know, like, on laws and martial law and just control of Canada and that. And he says, what are you talking about? You know, and then I had to stop it right there because I know he doesn't listen to me. He's never listened to me in the past about anything that's going on. So I just get frustrated, but sometimes I just have to leave these certain people go. Mm. Not as friends. I'll keep them as friends, but just don't talk about that anymore with them.
You know? I wanted to say, based on what you just said, that I think the best way to deal with... We talked about this last time. You guys have said that you like dealing with individuals. I want to be more efficient, and this is an efficient way, talking broadcasting or talking at large, or not at large, but to many people at once. And, you know, it's if you can affect many people without having to repeat yourself over and over... it's efficient, but it allows you to then move on to another group and do the same thing efficiently. And I think the best thing you can do is like make a package and just, it's on the net. You get, people can download it or whatever. And I don't know if you guys are into making movies or making recordings and putting them up, just little short ones or even long ones. News radio is like really a good way to go. What I do is I make a video, YouTube video every day, and I talk about the latest. And but rarely do I confront people on an individual basis, because it's a battle of wits, and it's like I know my stuff. They don't know me. They don't know that I know my stuff. So it's trying.
Yeah, sorry, Mike, there for a second there. Sometimes it's good to, if you're going to make a DVD up a compilation, you can, it's good to get mainstream media clips. Sometimes you can get early on the real stories and then add some other, maybe alternative clips to it as well. That's always a good idea, though, to do. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, another, James, we used to be part of the Toronto Truth Seekers.
Okay.
For the last few years, you can go check our videos out there. We did a number of videos. You can check those out if you want.
Right on.
Truth Seekers, yeah.
I like the name.
Yeah. It came out from the Toronto 9/11 Truth.
We have before us the opportunity to forge.
We've got another break, guys.
For ourselves and for future generations.
The Truth Frequency Radio Network.
A world where the rule of law,
not
the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be.
Chris and Sheree Geo here, founders of Truth Frequency Radio. We just wanted to take a moment to thank all of you for making TFR the biggest and the best independent radio station out there.
When we first entered the alternative media scene in 2009, we were really taken aback by the amount of infighting, backbiting, fear-based reporting, and ego-driven personalities. That's when we knew we had to set ourselves apart and set a new standard in broadcasting. And thus, TFR was conceived as a listener-supported station with no corporate or outside influence and limited commercial interruptions.
You can support our efforts by signing up for a VIP membership at truthfrequencyradio.com/signup or by making a donation at truthfrequencyradio.com/donate.
For less than $4 a month, you can ensure that TFR continues broadcasting for years to come. Real people, real radio.
Wherever you are, make it TFR.
Did you know that the blue lotus flower was used by the ancient Egyptians as an aphrodisiac to experience feelings of euphoria and ecstasy? And ecstasy. And ecstasy. Did you know that Thai kratom was used by the Buddhist monks to produce a relaxing and dreamlike state? Did you know San Pedro cactus was used by the Native Americans to quest for visions and heal the body? Bouncing Bear Botanicals is your number one supplier of rare and sacred plants and a proud sponsor of Truth Frequency Radio. By clicking on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, you can learn more about a vast selection of entheogens, including Amanita muscaria, also known as the sacred mushroom. So click on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, and you'll also get up to $40 off your next order.
Judith Baker was once a promising science student who dreamed of finding a cure for cancer. This exposé is an account of how she strayed from a path of mainstream scholarship to a life of espionage in New Orleans with Lee Harvey Oswald. In her narrative, she offers extensive documentation on how she came to be a cancer expert and what led to her involvement in the development of a biological weapon that Oswald was to smuggle into Cuba to eliminate Fidel Castro. Details on what she knew of Kennedy's impending assassination and her belief that Oswald was a deep cover intelligence agent who was framed for an assassination he was actually trying to prevent are also revealed. Me and Lee by Judith Baker. Special JFK 50th Anniversary Signed Limited Edition. $30 including shipping. Limited number of these available. Order your copy today at federaljack.com/store.
This is Truth Frequency Radio.
The Wicked Ones, obviously under heavy Masonic influence.
We have before us the opportunity to forge, for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to promise and vision.
Can I talk about my, what do you call it? How are you coming in? Try again?
John.
It's mixed up.
So, anyways, guys, we were talking about all kinds of stuff. The global elites, we were talking about the poisoning. I think you guys were talking about the vaccine stuff.
Yeah, when I was young, I had a few vaccines. You can count them on one hand. Nowadays, it's anywhere from 20 to 30 vaccines that kids get. And now it's like either required by the state, health industry. I'm talking about the states, basically. But in California, there's mandatory vaccinations. Some of these vaccines have mercury in them. It's not proven. It's on the box. And so it's like it's you're poisoning people. And by forcing people to have vaccines that they don't want, it's a breach of personal rights. It's a breach of all kinds of stuff. It's like you're poisoning people. The autism rate has jumped from 1980 till now. It goes up on an exponential curve. It used to be like 10,000, 1 in 10,000. Now it's like in some states it's like 1 in 26 get autism. It's ridiculous.
Well, James, don't you think that autism comes not just from vaccines, but probably comes from your food that you're eating and things that you drink and all that kind of stuff? What do you think about that?
Well, it could be those things also, but I think they've established a direct link. I'm not a scientist. I don't have a degree in vaccines or anything, but I've been following it, and I have a friend who has a son with autism, and he was fine before the vaccines, and he wasn't fine after. So that, and there's many cases of this that have been reported. The issue of GMO, what is it doing to us? And it's much harder to figure out, but there it could be also linked. The question about whether or not it's good to eat food that's been genetically modified should be sort of like it goes without saying. It's not good for you, and neither is putting fluoride in your body. But nonetheless, it's mandated. The fluoride is, and the food. Well, George H.W. Bush gave the green light to Monsanto many years ago, and they've basically ransacked the world's agriculture. So it's very hard to find non-GMO food unless it's grown biologically, but they spray that Roundup crap all over the place. So anyway, I'm rambling.
Well, that's okay. You know, you got to ramble on a little bit. And I think you're right. I know we have probably natural fluoride out there. Maybe that's in your spring water, but I know it's when you put it in the water system, I think it's like almost like a tap. You could turn it on or off. So I know it here in Mississauga, they had a fair-sized debate in our political arena here, and they talked about it. What can it what can what can fluoride do to your body and all this kind of stuff. And when it was all said and done, they still kept the fluoride in the water. But they turned down the chlorine. When you turn on the tap now, you don't smell any chlorine. So I told a friend of mine who actually works for the city, and his job is to answer any people's questions about the water and stuff like that. He goes and tests it and all this kind of stuff. And for the longest time, I wanted to give him the dangers of fluoride and aspartame. But finally, I did. And I said, if this doesn't change your mind, I don't know what will. I said, you should give it to your friends to look at, your coworkers, and the higher-ups, and your boss. Give it to him. And if you want more, I'll gladly make up more for you.
And what
is it? It'll tell you exactly. Because he's saying, oh, it's good for your teeth. And I said, well, why do they put put the fluoride in the water when you take a shower? Do you brush your teeth in the shower? You know, you might as well brush
your teeth through your skin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If it's really hot, your pores open right up and this fluoride just goes right into your body. And no wonder your hair is dry, your skin is dry, and you have many, many problems. And I gave it to him. So hopefully, he passes it on to others and his superiors as well.
Well, fluoride in the water, like my dad, I'm 40, my dad's what, 65 or something. He'll rail on me. I'll bring up fluoride and be like, God damn it, the fluoride is good for you. You know, like, these older guys are like, they grew up with it. It's the way it was. It's always been that way. You know, to think of anything different or change is like sacrilege. So, but, you know, you gotta think about it. They introduced it just after World War II into the water system. And so, yeah, before there was trace elements of fluoride in your body, you have everything, every element in your body probably. But now you're drinking doses of it. You know, like if you drink 8 glasses a day, like recommended, that's 8 doses of fluoride. I live in Hull, Quebec. We don't have any fluoride in the water here. Windsor, Ontario is another place that doesn't have it. But all through the states, I think some communities are starting to wake up to this and say, screw the fluoride. We don't need it. And the excuse that it's good for your teeth, yeah, come on. I'll brush my teeth. And there's fluoride in the toothpaste. There's fluoride in every kind of soda drink. There's fluoride in, you know, you can't escape it unless even the bottled water has fluoride in it. Unless you go to a place that doesn't have it. And, I sort of have this theory, okay, call me crazy, but, before they introduced fluoride, did they have as much schizophrenia? Did they have as much bipolar disorder? Did they have as much reasons for people to buy drugs from the drug industry? I think it was a tactic that was played out over a long period of time. And, you know, there's something called the DSM. It's the manual for drugs. To be prescribed. Every couple of years they upgrade it and, you know, add a list more of diseases that people have, mental diseases. And it's exploded. They make up diseases for just about anything. And I'll give you an example. They came up with one called SAD. It's a seasonal affective disorder. It's the February blahs, okay? So, if you feel blah in February, well, you gotta get drugs, man. It's ridiculous. The drug industry makes so much money off their little pills, and they just want more and more and more, and it's a sickening industry. And you know, I personally take medication, but yes, it does work. But what if there was no fluoride? What if I had no fluoride? I don't have fluoride, but. That's probably why, I don't know, it's a long story, but I blame it on the drug industry.
Yeah, we call them big pharmacide. Because they just want to do is to make you sick, and they make money off you. Because that's how they survive. They can't survive if you're healthy. So they make sure they spray this guy, and they make sure they put poison in the vaccines, and make sure they have GMO food. And make sure they keep all these fast food places running.
that's the capitalist business model. It's, make a situation where you're screwed and make you pay for it. And that's the way it works.
Yeah. But where my dad was born, just, northwest of here, just south of Walkerton, right? There's not one McDonald's there. Not one. And there's, well, it's only 2,000 people there. But there's no McDonald's whatsoever.
There's something wrong with that
place. There is. They got it. You have to have a McDonald's there.
It's not a real place unless there's a McDonald's.
Exactly. And some clown out on the outside.
Well, like you said, Mike.
Yeah.
So many people go to the grocery store and to McDonald's thinking that's where food comes from. Like you said, it doesn't come from there. It comes from the land. It doesn't come from a, you know, factory farm either. You go out and you cook it on, you know, make a fire and you cook it. That's it. The vegetables and whatever.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Yeah. But I try on the internet, I try to go to all these, people who do these, make these videos about makeup and about, you know, like, oh, I have to take, oh, what am I bringing in my bag? I have to take along some, sunscreen or this or that to their sites and put a comment in there or put a video link in there of, to try to wake them up a little bit. A lot of them are starting to become vegans, but they don't know anything else about, you know, other things. So I like to try to, them to respond to me, and that way I can maybe help them a little bit. Help out their, you know, like, and a lot of them are saying, oh, L'Oreal brings out this, you know, I bought this, something from, Mac, or I bought something from, you know, another company. And I'm saying, search companies that support Israel. I say that company supports Israel. And then kind of get them thinking a little bit, you know. I hope I can get some responses on there. That's what I like to do.
Well, if it's fashion, sports, politics, religion, anything that's a distraction, really, the news, video games, it isn't good for you at this stage. You need to be paying attention and to what's going on, and you need to listen to people that know what's going on, and not the news, because they're lying to you. And you know, you can't stick your head in the sand. You got to take it out. And yeah, all this makeup stuff, it's all crap. I mean, people look fine the way they are. They don't need to you know, put all this maquillage on their face to make them look better. I don't know. Now I'm rambling again.
No, it's like, you know, they say, oh, I complained, you know, when I bought it, I didn't like it. I broke out in rashes, or it made my face worse. I'm thinking, of course it made your face worse. There's unnatural chemicals in there. Not too much from nature is going to make, you know, harm your body at all, really. You know, so this, all this made up chemicals, so much stuff is just made up. It's just made in a laboratory. It's not natural. They may make it from a natural source, but they contaminate it in the process.
And they test animals. They test it on animals, and these are beings, and they're alive, and they have to go through, they have to endure this, you know, chemical crap on them that, you know, if it's not natural, then don't use it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But that's just another cover for GMO. They call it natural, but it's not really natural. That's just another selling point, that's all.
Sure. Well, it's like McDonald's, the company that they got their beef was called 100% beef.
But yeah, I brought that up to one of my managers. Well, he doesn't work there anymore, but I brought that up, and he just laughed it off. Said there's no such thing as 100% Canadian beef. And when you go to the crew board, it has about your questions, our answers, but you have to go to the website to get the answers. They won't tell you on TV and say, well, we use real beef, you know, and all this kind of stuff. They don't tell you anything like that. So that says, well, if you got a beef, well, I got a beef with you. This beef does not come from a company called 100% beef. This type of thing. I brought that up, and I think that got to the head office, because I brought that up.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, I was the instigator on that one.
Right on. Hey, you know what? I forgot I forgot, but you're talking about Walkerton, a town outside of Walkerton, and there was no McDonald's there. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say the reason why that is because that's a farming community.
Okay.
That's people living off the land. Why would you want a McDonald's there? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You got you're going to have to take the food from these farmers, go all the way maybe 80, 90, 100 kilometers away to a processing plant and then bring it all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to do that. So they haven't had a McDonald's there. They got a Tim Hortons because they liked coffee.
Right.
Right. Other than that, there's no fast food places there whatsoever.
Well, what I tell people is, you know, if you like hamburgers, don't go to McDonald's and don't eat nearly as much hamburgers. Just buy some beef and make a hamburger. You know, like that way it's better for you in the end. But I look at the fries as they're reconstituted potatoes with filler. And you know, it's all about turning a profit, and they use math and calculus to figure out the maximized amount of money they can make off an individual. And you know, $8 or $7 for a meal that's worth probably about 20, 30 cents. We're in a rough situation where all our money's being spent on ludicrous things, and there's people that are starving in the world, and it's not up to us, but it is. And exactly. Yet there's people with tons of cash, tons, like the elites, and they could end world poverty, world hunger in a snap, but they don't. They're hoarding everything, and you know that's what this fracking's about. They've sucked out all the oil. Now they want to suck out whatever else they can. They're poisoning the water supply, and they're using livestock to drink that so that they can clean up their mess and then sell that poisoned livestock to us. It's legal.
Exactly. Yeah, James, since going back there to fast food, I've got the McDonald's ingredients for their shoestring French fried potatoes.
Okay.
It says ingredients, potatoes. It's got hydrogenated soybean oil.
Okay.
Safflower oil.
Okay.
Natural flavor, vegetable source. Dextrose, sodium acid, phosphate to maintain color, citric acid was preservative, and a siliconate anti-foaming agent. What that anti-foaming agent is basically a chemical that they put in cosmetics.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God.
Like your breast implants and silly putty.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
And when they say hydrogenated soybean oil, hydrogenation is like turning something into plastic.
Okay.
It's almost like one molecule away of turning something into plastic. So that's all. This is all genetically modified.
Oh yeah.
And I've got McChicken portions.
Ooh. You know what I saw? I just want to say this real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was a chute with about 50 little chickadees in it, and then they press the button and they're all ground up instantaneously. It was disgusting.
Yeah, poor little guys.
Yeah.
Feel sorry for them. Anyway, the McChicken portions, ingredients. Have we got enough time on the show so I can read out the ingredients? It says, okay, chicken meat, chicken skin, and salt, flavor, and hydrolyzed plant protein, corn, soy, and gluten, wheat gluten. Gluten, we all know, is not good for you.
Okay.
The sodium insonate. The sodium guantanate and coated with wheat flour, water, toasted wheat crumbs, modified cornstarch, yellow corn flour, salt, spices, sodium bicarbonate, sodium aluminum phosphate, and wheat starch. So, what are your thoughts on that? Those ingredients.
Well, you talked about glutamate was mentioned a couple times. Sodium's no good. The old chicken McNuggets like 10, 20 years ago were different than the ones now. The old ones actually look like meat. These ones look like, I don't know, just like blended chicken that's been cooked into a shape. And that's, but anyway, I don't know all my ingredients, but it, if it doesn't just say chicken, then there's a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly. If it just say potatoes for the fries, there's a problem. If it doesn't, if your chicken says has 100 ingredients, there's an issue here.
And it has silicone dioxide.
Oh yeah.
That doesn't sound too good to me.
Silicone.
Silicone dioxide. Yeah, I don't know. I've got everything right here on cardboard. I cut them from the McDonald's boxes.
Okay. Right?
There's less chemicals in the cardboard boxes.
You should eat the cardboard instead.
Yeah. Chicken McNuggets. Oh, geez. Here's a big list. Chicken breast. Water. Modified cornstarch. Salt seasoning. Yeast extract. Salt. Wheat starch. Natural flavor. But they can add that. Safflower oil. Dextrose. Citric acid. And rosemary. Natural extractives of rosemary, breaded with water, wheat flour, yellow corn flour, modified cornstarch, spices, baking, salt, baking powder, sodium, aluminum, phosphate.
Aluminum?
Aluminum.
Wheat aluminum's starch, in your, yeah, go ahead.
Cornstarch and parafide and vegetable oil. But it contains wheat.
Is that Canadian wheat or American wheat?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's a lot. I'm telling you, this is all that's in here. I'm telling you. It's unbelievable.
What was that, the ingredients you just read off?
What were they?
Do you want me to go back over it again?
Oh, which was the four?
What was it that you were reading the ingredients to?
A bit of everything. Junior chicken portions, McNuggets. I just read the one off McNuggets now.
Which one has the aluminum in it?
The chicken McNuggets.
Awesome.
Sodium. Aluminum, phosphate.
McDonald's. Sorry. aluminum's not good for you in any way, shape, or form. So that shouldn't be in there. And what is it doing in there?
Yeah, I like to watch old commercials. I've been watching some old commercials from the 50s and 60s. And a lot of the products they're selling, like, deodorants. And they mention, oh, you get the dryness or this or that from the aluminum that's inside there, you know. So it's just been promoted for so long, yeah.
Well, I used to tell people a long time ago, like, not to put, not deodorant, but, antiperspirant, because the aluminum in it is what makes it, keeps you dry or whatever, but, I would only use deodorant, but, My dad became really aware of aluminum when my grandmother died from Alzheimer's disease, and that there was a correlation between Alzheimer's and aluminum, and that's what they're spraying on us in the air, by the way. I've sort of matched his concern, and I'm a stinky guy, but I'd rather live longer than that's the point.
And these might be all scams too. Oh, you have to buy deodorant as well as soap. You have to buy, deodorant as well as you have to, like all these. Some of these extras are just a scam, just to get you to buy. You can just wash your whole body with a good pure soap that's good for you, and every day do that, and you won't need deodorant, I'm sure.
Yeah, it seems like we're all starting to come out of our cocoons or our comas, and we're like, wow, the world is messed up, and we need to fix it. I mean, I'm not saying you guys, maybe me and a lot of people I know, and some people need prodding, but so many people are set in their ways.
And all the YouTube videos that I listen to, these beauty gurus on there, they don't talk about using any healthy deodorant. I know there was one that actually used, what was the one we used to use, Mike, that you saw in the Shoppers Drug Mart store that we saw in the health store. She actually said she used that, which was good. It's the only one out of all the millions that have talk about. There was one other one actually that did talk about harmful chemicals in your makeup and that, and so I'd like to find her video and start spreading it, but not enough people are aware.
I like to tell the women that their mascara has guarna in it, which is bat crap.
Hmm. You know? So, like I said, so many of these companies, the money raised from those products goes to Israel. And I believe L'Oreal is one of them, and Starbucks. So I make comments about Starbucks on their pages as well. So just to try to get them to at least do some research, you know, they'll go, like we said before, they'll go to the store and check ingredients in their food packages. Sometimes they don't, but if you do that, why don't you do it with anything else that you purchase? You know, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, James, when I was, over at No Frills, I think a couple of years ago, and one lady was buying a whole bunch of Crest or whatever it was, or Colgate. Yeah, it was Colgate. And she bought, I guess, for the price, because it was cheap. Mm-hmm. And I just mentioned to her about fluoride and in there, and it causes, you know, health problems and everything else. Like, and she, after it was all said and done, she put them all back.
Oh, yeah.
She walked away with nothing. And I was thought, yes. I thought it was great, you know. Do this for everybody.
Let's talk about that for a sec, because I want to say that there's so many people out there just doing their job, and they're doing what they're told. They're not being conscientious. If they know what their company, what their job, what they're doing is all about.
Then anyways, we got a break coming up, guys. It's Niagara Fever Radio right here, Frequency Radio. We'll be right back.
Watch the band through a bunch of dancers. Quickly follow the unknown with something.
So, you want the news and information without the hate, the hype, the fear? Well, you've come to the right place. You can support Truth Frequency Radio by spreading the word on social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, or your favorite forums. Want to take Truth Frequency Radio on the road? Listen on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or other mobile devices. Want more than just the free stuff? Sign up for a VIP membership for as little as $4 a month and get super high-quality downloads, member-only content, and instant access to your favorite shows without the wait. It's only through your loving support that we're able to cover the cost and continue broadcasting. So now, stay tuned for more Free Speech Radio right here on the Truth Frequency Radio Network. KTFRN. Worldwide.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Like a cancer that's silently spreading.
Aging for Truth with Joe Bannister. Sundays on Truth Frequency Radio.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
All right.
Burn blue on the street. Loose and complete under sky, so smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so we dance the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm in? New Orleans a sinking man and I don't want to swim.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. You're from Quebec, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hulk Quebec.
Right. So, anyways, I'm not sure where you got cut off before the break, but switch subjects.
Well, I wanted to just talk about, you know, people who just do their job, who are just doing what they're told, who just following orders. You know, that's the, you know, put your head down in shame and just do what you're told, you know, like, and some people love what they do, but they're doing the wrong thing. What Mike just told me was, brilliant. I mean, he explained the truth about a product to a customer and they didn't buy it. And no one should be conned into buying stuff that they don't need or they don't want. And, that's one aspect of it, but there's like, before in the show I said that corporation, the capitalist model is like, sucker you in, by screwing you over and then making you pay for it. And that's what it is. It's all, it's kind of deceptive. And, what I really wanted to get to about this part was, the police, the military in the States, the brainwashed young military, that are just doing the jobs. And if they don't know better, that's no excuse. You can't be, you're not ignorant of the law when you're driving your car down the road and it's, the speed limit's, 60 and you're driving, 100. A cop pulls you over, asks you if you've seen the speed limit and, you know, yes or no, it doesn't matter. You're still getting a ticket. So ignorance is not an excuse. People shouldn't just do their jobs. People should, we said this before in the show, question authority. You shouldn't accept, what you're being told if it's wrong. And, you should have, dignity and respect for other human beings. Like, it all breaks down to that.
Yeah, I agree with you, James. Good points there. And, you know, like, people gotta, like, stand up for the cause. And, you know, that's the best way to do. You know, like, there's a lot of, as you know right now, there's, a lot of, runners, for the cause going on tomorrow, with the Toronto Marathon, and you just had the Mississauga, Marathon and all that kind of, They're running for the cause, but not the cure. So if you got to do one thing, it's for the cure, not the cause, because we already know what the cause is. You know, we want to be able to get the cure for it. But I think with cancers and all that kind of stuff, we already have the cure for that.
Yeah.
Just that Monsanto and the rest of their crony henchmen, they don't want you to have a cure. They want you to be part of the broken down system and to keep you sick, and that's how they make money.
Yeah.
Sure.
David, yeah. That was not going to happen. Try to shut down the $1 billion cancer mob. By, you know, he gets to run around the mob, so it's crazy. I would really want any type of. I mean, this is like not even an annual. People are just running around up at the mob, and it's all the fun of Genesis that funded.
Hey, Johnny, yeah. You're breaking up. I heard a little bit, but I didn't hear all of it. You're talking about funding from eugenicists, which sort of makes sense. Anyway, cancer, I'll be straight up with you. I heard it from a number of places. Cannabis is the cure. There may be other cures, but certainly not getting irradiated with chemotherapy, and that is like not the cure. And I know someone who's dying of it right now, and they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen to reason. They wouldn't try it. They wouldn't even, because they're so ingrained with this idea that there's only one way to do it, and it's the way that the government wants. It's the way that the health industry wants. It's the way that it's status quo. You know, oh, I gotta go get my chemotherapy. Well, these races that they're raising money for is to prolong this BS excuse for a cure for cancer, which has a very low success rate. And only people who are not even adventuresome, but like logical, who see that there is an option and want to try everything available at their disposal, that doesn't conflict with another thing. I mean, but it doesn't anyways. You know, they will make the smart choice, and they will save themselves for not being vain.
Yeah, you're right, James. All they want is, they don't want a cure. They want more customers.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes them lots of money.
Yeah,
and
sure.
All this money raised over how many years? Like 30 years of cancer fundraising, you know.
But there's been
where
no,
does it go?
Yeah, there's no cure.
It's ridiculous.
It is. I take hemp oil. I think that's great. Help prevent you from getting these cancers. It's all about self-prevention. That's what it is.
Isn't that the smartest thing you can do? Is like prevent something from it happening so it doesn't happen. And yeah, people just don't think of those things, do they? Like,
no, they don't.
The preventing a disaster from happening is extra work. We don't need to do that now. Wait till it happens. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, but that bridge may not be there.
Yeah, it might. Yeah, that's the idea is that you know, we created traffic lights so we wouldn't have accidents. That was, you know, forward thinking. We still have accidents, but not as many. You know, you put yellow lines on the stairs so you don't miss the stairs, like you don't trip on them or something. But when it comes to like life-threatening logical stuff like cancer, or even after you have cancer, you know, people still have their head in the sand. I mean, across the board, people have their head in the sand.
I saw a video on you know, with the break of this, you know, Spanish flu, you see a whole bunch of people get, you know, right in line like sheeple getting vaccinated. And then, you know, there's an epidemic of cancers and everything else and diabetes now. And you know, you wonder, they were probably fine back then. You had malaria, of course, and you had other things. But, and a lot of people did pass away at a young age. In our graveyard, up north in Muskoka, there was somebody who was, I think, under 30 years old. But our grandparents, most grandparents lived a long life, but they went through that vaccinating period. So we don't know how much damage it has done to this date, you see. Like, I was vaccinated back in the, 60s, but I feel fine today because I haven't had any updates, vaccination updates, so, and I never planned to. They'd have to put a gun to my head before I'd get one, so I was just wondering if people did not get vaccinated, would they still be living longer? You
know? Well, somewhere along the lines, Johnny was saying about eugenicists, they want us to die. They want it to kill off a bunch of us. These rich people at the top are freaks. They're freaks of nature. They're obsessive compulsive inbred freak bots that, you know, think they're top notch. And we're all, like I said, we're cattle. And we are expendable, and they are not. They're there to be held in high esteem, and because they have all money. And so what do? We respect people with money. People with money are telling us to get vaccinated. Now, another thing is everyone sort of thinks they're like a plastic person because everything around us is become like our environment. Everything is plastic, prefab. It's everything's squared off. Everything's, you know, like we live in modern day society, and we're not immortal. We know that, but we're certainly plastic. And, you know, with that, you know, comes these magical solutions like, well, there was a flu in Peru, so you got to get vaccinated for that flu, and it'll save your life.
Yeah,
they're lying to you.
That flu may come up here, so we want to prevent that flu from harming you. So we got to get your vaccine.
Yeah, well,
like I said before, what stranger, a stranger, cares about what you do or what you take? Why would they care for? I don't know them. They don't know me. Why, you know? I don't tell them what GMO to eat or what, you know, which park to go to or you know, which lottery is the best one. I don't tell them to do any of that. So what do they care about me?
Somewhere
and I can also just add that I haven't had a vaccine since I was a child, and I feel great every day. Why would I want to go get updated vaccines for? Yeah, go ahead.
Somewhere along the line, we lost sight of the fact that the government isn't there to govern, isn't our parent, isn't our guardian, isn't, you know, we should not look to the government for them to save our asses. We should be responsible. The government should be in check from us, not them on us. And, you know, at this stage, I wouldn't trust anybody in government, American or Canadian, wherever, British, you name it. The world's been usurped by the problem being that these Israelis have infiltrated the entire world, governments, and, you know, it's all part of this nefarious plan that started, you know, 150 years ago. I know it all comes full circle, but the point is, vaccines will kill you. You don't know what's in them. You shouldn't trust them. You didn't take a flu vaccine when you're, you know, 10 years old or whatever, and you lived through it. And you shouldn't take drugs because you feel sad. And that's the only point. It's like, you know, we're human beings. We're not plastic. We got to come back to our roots and, like, undo this madness.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah, but since we're all part of the global system, it's not just in your community. It's just, it's global. They want to make it global, so we're under the global umbrella that we have to do what they tell us to do or else they get rid of us. But they're doing that anyway through your vaccines and your GMO foods. And so we do have time to correct this problem. All we have to do is just get up off our butts and do something. Doing something, one little thing, can make a whole big difference.
Yeah, for sure. Every little thing counts. And if you do many little things, they count more. And, you know, people can do stuff. They've got to be empowered to know that they can do a good thing, and it'll echo, it'll resound. The good resounds. The bad is like sludge. It resounds, but it resounds in a negative way. So, like, you gotta understand your emotions, your attitude, and everything has to be kind of positive. And that if you are positive, you will affect the world. It's a closed system. It's one rock. We're all on it together, and that's what I wanted to give another thing to say is that if they want to impose this one world government on us, and we're left to our own devices to put them down, because these governments are inherently evil. They're being driven by an evil, tyrannical group of elite, rich pieces of crap. Then we as a world need to come together to stop them. We can't let America just fight their own battles. It's everybody's battle. And I've said this a couple of days ago, and I'll say it now. I call on Canadians to help Americans if it ever goes down. And, you know, we all got to work together.
Yep. Civil disobedience.
There you go.
And, like I said before, there was a hand in your gun type of thing, several years ago. You might have remembered that, guys.
Yeah.
Our government said, oh, hand in your guns there, drop them off somewhere, and, you know, to stop violence in the city and stuff like this. And then we have no guns, but then we don't have no power. How do we have any power of any gun without guns? And they got all the power. You know, you can't, you know, it's a no-win situation if we just give up everything we have. We gotta figure out what the propaganda is, and just don't go along with it. Don't comply.
Right.
So many people are complying just to get along, or they just, I don't know, I don't know what else to say on this. Just,
to go along to get along, right?
We can't oust the government. All we can do are things like nobody goes to work, nobody pays their bills.
Right. That's, those
what
are
else
good
can
things.
We do other than that? And then they turn off our electricity. We have no control over that part about it.
Yeah, well, that's in the works too. I mean, they already did the Grid X2 thing. That was like 7 months ago or so. They simulated a turning off of the grid. They can also switch off the complete internet, and then we could be completely communicationless. But the idea is that you had a point about, you know, turning in your weapons is like you're just relinquishing everything you possibly could have had to stand up for yourself. And in the States, they had a program to, they've been trying to take the weapons, that's for sure. Dianne Feinstein, who is also a Israeli dual national, is trying to get all the weapons, and Americans are like, no. And Obama tried to take away the ammo. They're really, it's not about, disarming. It's about control. It's about, you know, once you're disarmed, you have no control, and they can just walk over you, and that's what they're going to do. In Canada, there are people with weapons. They tried this national gun registry. It failed dismally. There are people all over the country that have weapons. We just don't have the same kind of sense of, you know, our society isn't exactly the same as the United States. So I'm not knocking Americans. I love Americans. But there's, you know, in Canada, we don't have nearly as many gun deaths. But there's a lot of people with guns. So, but the Americans have a militia. And it's a requirement in every state for people to be in the militia. It used to be everybody, but now it's dwindled down to volunteerism. But, there is a really good chance that there's enough, they call it a 3%. I don't know if it's 3% or 10% or whatever, but there's a huge number of people that are involved in, respecting the Constitution and defending it. And this is not what has gone on with Obama or Bush. Or Clinton, or Bush Sr., they've raped the nation, and they're traitors, and, in the end, if we prevail, they'll be tried and hung.
We all can wish, can't we?
We better wish. We better wish for it.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, for sure.
Who's gonna stand up? Who's gonna stand up and say, okay, we're gonna hang these people, or we're going to throw them in jail for life or whatever. Who's going to do that, really?
The people,
you know, if the bankers control everything, if the Rothschilds control everything, then how's that ever going to happen?
Well, we've got to do it from the local level.
Money. Sorry?
We've got to do it from the local level.
Grassroots, ground up,
sure.
Everybody, every man for everybody, every woman for everybody. It's like we got to come together. That's, it's all, it may sound like a hoop dream, but it's, you know, you gotta have hope, right?
Sure. Have enough hope.
But do we need, we need a government? Is a government needed, really?
We are the government.
To survive in this world? What are they doing?
I'll tell you straight up.
We govern ourselves.
I'll tell you straight up. It's this, simply this. We've come of age. It's the age of Aquarius. I don't know, whatever way you want to put it. We are, super aware people, across the board. There's some of us that are just going with the flow, but there's a lot of people that are awake. And it's, you know, we've come of age. We can govern ourselves. We have the internet, the infrastructure's in place. If they take that from us, that's them fighting words, man. But that the point is that we can take care of ourselves now. We don't need a 200 or 400 year old system, to govern peasants. We are not peasants. We're modern day people of, the world. It's the 21st century. So that's my argument. I think we can do it just fine.
Yeah, I agree with you, James. Got to do what we're doing now and keep on with this show and get more angry beavers out there to do this kind of thing. And I think we're going in the right direction. So I'm glad of that.
Well, if you think about it, if it's 200 years ago, and you live in a house made of logs. And, you don't have a washing machine, you have a wood heated stove. You know, I'm rewinding it a bit to put it in perspective. Where we are now is, we're on the verge of having, electricity that can be transferred through the air. It's already available. They did a test in Japan. Solar panel roads, our technology is what governs us. In the sense that we are masters of it and we can use it to keep everything at equilibrium. And, if there's going to be, and it's sort of like inevitable. I mean, I really do think, that it's inevitable that one day the world will come together as one. It's just, is it going to be good or is it going to be bad? And if it's going to be good, we better do it right.
Exactly. See, I'm not disagreeing. For me, I'm not disagreeing with a world order.
More of a panic state. That's the thing, eh?
But with the world order that I would agree with is having the right people in there to govern properly. Somebody you can actually trust and appreciate, and you can leave $1 million right on the table, and they won't touch it. These are the kind of people that I would want in to take care of a new world order, but not the ones that are in there now. Those are the corrupt ones, and those are the ones that shouldn't be governing anything. But they're the ones that are doing everything. They're the ones that are ruining our lives.
They've gone about it in a nefarious, evil, deceptive way. And, yeah, you can't trust any of them. Government, corporations, you name it. You can only trust, your neighbor, your friend, your mother, your father, the people that you care about. Those are people. They may work for these entities, but they should be told, that is not acceptable. And, it's like the camera just took a picture of me. That's my scoop. I mean, if there were people that were respectable, good, honest people, running the show, I wouldn't have a problem right now. But I've been driven since 9/11 because it's been injustice ever since. And what's happening now is the worst that we could ever imagine.
Plus, you're right. Plus, it's also a great time to be alive and seeing all this stuff unfold, so we be able to correct the wrongs of these the elites,
How's that possible?
I know there's no hope for that ever happening, but Like I say, as long as you know and you're aware of your surroundings, then you can prepare yourself. See, there's the problem. See, the thing is, we're not prepared to fail. We're just failing to prepare. That's the thing.
And what about the elite, Mike? And I always come back to the elite. One, if they're still in there, we're not out of it. Like, we cannot get out of it. They are still in there. The Rockefellers, Rothschilds are still there.
We got to get
them out of there.
Yeah. David Rothschild, he's still alive. He's 99 years old.
He just had a sixth heart transplant.
Exactly, exactly. And the guy's, you know what, I think he's probably afraid that he's, he might go to hell. So they want to keep him alive, I think.
If I looked like him, I'd feel like I was in hell.
Yeah.
He's got the best care anyway, right, guys? So.
Well, of course.
Us, we get, of course.
Yeah, you can buy anything you want.
All I want to say about, them is that, the French Revolution ring a bell, pitchforks and you name it. We know where they live. So, their time will come. But the fact is that, you're right. We're failed to prepare. It's time to prepare, everybody. You got to get your stuff together. Be ready for the worst. And, this may not reach everybody. Probably won't, but the fact is you gotta be proactive. You have to do stuff now to save your ass later.
Yep.
Maybe as far as elections go, people should run in their local councils, who will have a backbone, who will say no, and they understand the new world order. They'll say no. If all the people running in those positions got in there who felt that way, then it would be filled up with those kind of people. And then you have
the
backbone to say no.
Anyways,
that's the end of the show, fellas.
End of the show.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Anchor Beam Radio right here. Frequency Radio.
When we are successful, we will.
Truth Frequency Radio is your number one source for news and information without the hate, hype, and fear. We are proud to bring you cutting-edge programs like The Kev Baker Show,
The Christopher Everard Show,
The Freedom Link with Joe Joseph,
Truth Frequency with Chris and Shuri Geo,
Red Pill Reports
with J.D. Moore,
X-Squared with Brooks Agnew,
Down the Rabbit Hole with Popeye,
Freaky Friday
with The Woo Crew,
Waking Up the Masses
with Robert Bruce,
Phoenix Rising Radio,
and dozens more.
Did you know you can listen from any computer, mobile device, or from any telephone by dialing 832-225-5308.
Or call in to your favorite show toll-free at 866-37-TRUTH.
Uncensored talk and news you won't hear in the mainstream media.
24 hours a day.
Truth Frequency Radio. Wherever you are, make it TFR.
Truth Frequency Radio.